Is that the intro already?
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh my God, it's already the intro. I didn't know we were going so quick. Hey, welcome. How are you? It's Chubby Ray Live. I would be Ray. I'm not the only chubby person, though. Gully's here as well. What's up, Gully?
Hello.
You've got to like this a lot better than the last show, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
This is a lot, you know. It's got to be better for you. Let's play a little bit more of the intro. But that intro just... Yeah, buddy. You've got to like this a lot better than the last show, correct? This has got to be a lot better.
I would certainly say, definitely.
You are listening to Chubby Ray Live. We'll have a... I should use that as like news cut a little bit later, you know.
For breaking news.
Yeah, put a little news over that. It's kind of newsy sounding, isn't it?
It's very newsy.
So this is better than the last show for you because it used to be that you... would be having to wake up. At what time did you actually wake up to do the other show, the last show that we did?
Well, at first it was 3:30 in the morning, then it moved to 4 a.m., which was awful.
That's insane, isn't it?
Yes, I am slightly insane.
See, this is a lot better for you. This is what, 10:30 your time? Is this 10:30 at night, right?
It's a new kind of tired, though. It's a being up all day kind of tired instead of not being to sleep
it's
tired.
It's easier to stay up later than it is to wake up early. I've done both, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And it is it's much easier to stay up later than it is to wake up earlier.
I would have to agree.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody that is wondering, like I said, I've done both. Much easier. To stay up. So anyway, we are live and welcome. This is basically the same show that we've been doing, except we were doing it at night and it was called Breaking Curfew. The name has changed. It's now Chubby Ray Live, and we're going to be working in the afternoon here, Central Time of the United States, 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. For Gully, it's 10:30 at night because he's in England, in Liverpool.
I am indeed.
In Liverpool. Same stuff. Got the same phone number if you want to call in. Area code 217-883-4667. And the other cool thing is available on the iPhone app. In fact, there's a lot of people checking it out over the iPhone right now. So that means they must have figured out how to do it. I was going to tell everybody how to do it, but I think they've already figured it out.
These are smart cookies.
You go to your iPhone. In fact, I should probably show everybody. But go to your iPhone.
I'll do it at the same time.
Good.
Hang on.
I will show you. You go to your iPhone. Unlock it. All right? Go to your Ustream Viewer app on your iPhone. Bring up your Ustream Viewer. All right? When you bring up your Ustream Viewer, you'll see live shows. Okay? Go through the live shows, and then you see like a little magnifying, like a little search magnifying glass, right? Just push it, and then type in Chubby Ray, all right? See how I've typed in Chubby Ray? Hit search, and you will see Chubby Ray Live. Click on it. Lo and behold, you click on it, and you will be connected via the Ustream viewer on your iPhone. If you have a Droid, the Droid also has an application that you can do it for. So you can listen in, you know, you can listen in your car or wherever you may be. In fact, my wife is in her car right now. I believe she's listening to the cell phone or to the mobile version of the show. So there you go. It's pretty simple.
Super.
Are you doing it, Gully?
I've just done it on
Is it working?
It works for me.
All right, yeah. Mine's working.
It's not working for half the family that are listening, but never mind.
Why is it not working for them?
I don't know. They might be special.
Is it that cheap English...
it's the cheap internet.
Is that cheap English internet? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
I have no idea. Well, they both tuned in. Thank them for tuning in.
Who
of course,
is tuned but, in? Yeah. Is the Lady Wrench tuned in? Your mother? Is she actually listening?
No. Oh. Lady Wrench is a woman of the night. It's my brother and my sister.
Oh, your brother and sister. Well, hello to your brother and sister. It's great to have them listening. Is that your sister that just had the baby?
Yeah.
How
she went out, got drunk
how
with
is
my
her,
mom on.
How's her vagina? Did it heal properly, I hope?
Well, no, she had a cesarean, so.
Oh, so her vagina's fine.
Yes, well, pardon me if I don't discuss my sister's vagina, you know. Although there is something I would like to discuss about my mum going out on the sauce the other evening.
Your mother went out?
She went out on the beer with all the girls Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently she got so drunk, she was having a whale of a time until she got so drunk she had to be taken home because she was throwing up into her handbag.
Good Lord. Are you serious? And she's proud of this?
No, I don't think. I think she's far from proud
I
of
mean,
it.
I mean, good Lord.
I think that's
almighty.
Rather amusing.
Your mother, like a teenager.
Literally projectile vomiting into a bag. My mum's a star.
She's throwing up into a handbag like a college student. Unbelievable. Well, it's not just it's not just me and Gully. The one and only Vanilla Gorilla also joins us. Let's welcome him to the program. Hey, Vanilla.
Ray, what's going on?
What's up, Gorilla? How are you, my friend?
I am good.
We expect Gorilla to be doing the news. I like when Gorilla does the news.
Yeah, saves me a job.
Just because he picks the best news stories.
I got a doozy for you today, too.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited about it. Very excited about Gorilla giving us some news on the show. And by the way, the Save Linus movement is continuing on the internet. They were praying. I believe they were praying for Linus today.
A vigil?
Yeah, there was they were in the Save Linus. Hold on, let me go to my Facebook page and see if I can find this. The Save the Linus Facebook page. They were praying for Linus or hoping that he, what was it?
Grows a set.
Let me see if I can actually find the.
Becomes a man.
I want to see if I can actually find the quote. I don't want to misquote. It says, see if there's an update on Linus's condition today at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. Hopefully Linus has not slipped into a coma and will call in.
We live in hope.
Yes. And now the new status. And then, of course, the status is always is Godspeed, Linus. They're hoping they're hoping that the Linus will survive. My daughter just made me popcorn, everybody. Very sweet of her.
It's very nice.
Yeah, so they're hoping that the Linus will survive. If you have not signed up for the Linus Save the Linus page, go to Facebook and then sign up for Save the Linus. All right? Search it and then, become a friend of Save the Linus on Facebook. If you don't know who Linus is, how do we describe Linus?
Whiner?
He insane?
He was
complainer.
He was
instigator.
He was on the show, all right, and everything was fine, all right? I mean, everything was fine. And then out of nowhere, he started slow. He got obsessed over Hillbilly Joe. I blame. By the way, I blame Hillbilly Joe for all this.
He's in the same pod.
The more I was thinking about it, the more I was thinking about it. I blame Joe. I think this was Joe's doing. I think Joe slowly drove Linus crazy. At least that's my theory.
Well, you can't drive someone else, someone crazy, if you're already crazy.
Yeah, but I really think that Joe drove him into slow craziness.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I think he was already crazy. I think Joe just kind of kicked him over that line.
Joe put him over the top. He was right. He was teetering on the line of sanity and normalcy. And Joe pushed him over. His hatred for Hillbilly Joe grew so much that I think he finally snapped.
He's licking windows as we speak.
Right. And then he, I think he faked an accident. He was offended that I thought he faked an accident, and demanded an apology. I refused to apologize. But then when I said, I will never tell you I am sorry, then he goes, I accept your apology, which got us even into a bigger fight. And we have not spoken to him since.
We and have who knows where
not
he is.
Spoken to Linus. Meanwhile, Hillbilly Joe, because of all this, Hillbilly Joe says he wins.
I agree. Go, Joe.
Joe says, I win. Joe wins the fight.
Well done, Joe.
At least that's what he says. Let's welcome to the program the one and only Hillbilly Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lytle.
So we were just talking about you and Linus, and then you guys got in the big fight, and you outlasted Linus. Therefore, you consider yourself the winner.
Damn right I do. Like I said, when you sit there and you mess with this punk, I'm going to make you go insane.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, there you go.
So Joe,
what's his prize?
Joe, you're taking credit for driving Linus crazy then.
I'll take credit for driving that wannabe crazy. He said he wanted to be famous. I made him famous, didn't I?
Yeah.
You see, he's not on. We're still talking about that has-been washed up wannabe. I'm still here standing tall.
He is washed with up. He's washed up.
Washed up.
Yes.
Washed up with his professional microphone.
Absolutely.
I just... Right. I want to know what Hillbilly Joe won out of all this.
Yeah, well, he won.
Won what?
He won.
Was there like a money prize or something?
All for Mr. Lytle's listeners to not have to listen to that whiny ass son of a bitch anymore. To come on here and make excuses up and try to lie on other people when he tried to pull off the biggest prank in the world and really messed up. That's what I won.
And a bar of soap.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. You haven't won a bar of soap because you've never used one.
Perhaps a day at the spa. Did you win a day at the spa at least?
No.
Joe, by the way, can I just say that you... listener Deb, Wisconsin Deb, is in the chat room. And she actually says, as soon as you started talking, she goes, that's it. I'm out of here. Somebody let me know when HBJ is gone.
You know why, don't you?
Why?
He's just a dumb moron, little dirty bitch like what Linus says. They ain't got nothing but to stick their noses up each other's asses and text each other going, oh, guess what? HBJ's on. They're talking about you. Boo-hoo-hoo. Who gives a rat's ass? Go grab a bottle and shove it up your ass and drink the rest of us. Shut the fuck up and get the hell out of here.
Right, wait a minute. So what are your thoughts on Wisconsin Deb?
I don't like her. Okay, I'll put it this way. We got Linus, who's a wannabe DJ. He ain't all nothing. Right. He's nothing but a whining, lying bastard. Then we got Wisconsin Deb.
Wisconsin Deb.
She's nothing but a fat biker bitch who can kiss my straight, dirty ass as far as I give a rat's ass. I mean, I don't care. I don't care about her. I don't care about Linus. I really don't give a rat's ass. And for Lord Divick, I hated him there for a while, and I'm starting to get respect, starting to feel more respect towards him because he's starting to sit there and see in his big little pea mind that what I've been saying about certain people is coming true, and right. He's agreeing with me. So I'm starting to give him a lot of respect.
Mm. Who are you respecting?
For showing.
Who are you respecting?
Me.
I mean, yeah. Oh, you're respecting Gorilla. Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting to respect him again because I'm starting to like him. He's calmed down, and he's starting to become a human being.
I'd like to point out that everything I said about Joe previously, right. Up until this point, mm-hmm. I meant it all.
Yeah.
Joe, please hate me. That's all I can say. Please hate me,
all
Joe.
All I is Joe is Joe won. That's what he says. He won. So there's no way you will ever mend fences with Linus, Joe.
No. Why? He did you wrong, Ray. He did the listeners wrong. He lied. He came in and twisted his stories around so many times it made what's those people called with them little badges and stuff? Little Girl Scout person who does ties knots for get badges look terrible because he has so many knots, twists, and turns in them. It's not even funny. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why are you even sitting there bringing his dumb name up anyway?
I'm letting everybody know. People who maybe haven't heard, people who haven't heard the show in a while, I want to bring them up to speed with what's going on. I mean, there are some people that used to listen to the show, and then you know, the summer ended, and they had to go back to work or whatever. Some people could not hear it.
Well, I'd just like to make a good point, Joe, from the chat. Someone called Andy Gully, no relation, says he sounds like he takes turns on his sister. That sounds like it, you know, that sounds like it could be possible, Joe.
That's like
do
someone,
you take turns on your sister?
Calling you, that is.
Well, you know that is kind of funny because I actually don't have no brothers and sisters. So yeah, I do. I take turns. Well, you know what, Ray? You have to hold on for about 3 seconds because I got to go on and do my sister again. You're funny, you moron.
So you don't even have a stepsister or anything, Joe?
No, I don't have no brothers.
Well, all the time your mom has been married, you don't even have a stepsister or stepbrother or anything?
My sister died 2 hours after she was born.
So you did have a sister?
I did until she died two hours after she was born.
2 hours. I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that. But wait a minute. Of all the men your mom has married, none of them have had children?
Nope.
How many men has she been married to?
Your mom. I thought your mother told me she was married several times.
Me too.
So your mom puts it out.
My real father, and then my stepfather. He was a moron anyway.
And none of them had kids. None of them had children.
Nope. I'm a real father. I don't know. I mean, I seen him twice in my whole life. So how would I know?
Last
time I seen him. I'm sorry?
Where is your real father? Is he in jail or something?
No, he's been dead for about 10 years. Well, actually, he's been dead longer than that, almost 15.
Wow. What killed him?
Sugar diabetes.
Oh, wow. So are you a potential, do you have potential of getting that, or?
Nope.
Why not?
I got his other bad problem.
Alcoholism. Alcoholism, violence.
Sexual addiction, dirtiness, what?
Homosexuality.
Homo gene. Did you get the homo?
No, Gully, we're not talking about your father, okay? We're talking about mine now, so shut up.
Did you get the knob watcher?
Sit back and take lessons from us professionals, not you.
Did you get the knob watcher gene?
Yeah, I think he is knob watcher.
Did you get it from your mom or your propensity to watch men bang your wife? Did you get that from your mom or your dad, you think?
You certainly didn't get a professional microphone. Professional, my ass.
No, let me see here. You know, honestly, I really don't know.
Where did you get the swinger gene from? You think your dad?
Oh, probably my dad, yeah. I mean, he was in a lot of stuff. But I don't know. I can't really answer that because, like I said, in 38 years of my life, I seen him twice. First time I seen him was in the grocery store. I walked up past my mom for a quarter and said, who in the F was that? She goes, it's your dad. I said, hi, goodbye. Went and played a video game. Second time I seen him, he came to the house, and we had to take him into the emergency room because he had a real bad sugar diabetes attack.
That's your only contact you've had with your father in your life?
On the sexual contact.
Good Lord, that explains a lot.
It does, actually.
No wonder you're such a messed up guy.
You are kind of broken.
Good Lord.
Never said I was the brightest star in the universe, but I am kind of smart.
Wow. I'll be damned. I didn't know there was so much.
If there was like an alternate universe where smart meant like stupid and arsehole, then that would be true, Joe.
Yeah.
You would be the president, also the owner of it, so that should have.
This is really something. I didn't know that you. I didn't know that you never met your father. Or hardly met your father. That's very. You obviously have father issues.
That's what happens when your time changes.
All this time we thought you had mother issues. It's father issues that you have.
No, be honest with you. I've only said two words to my real father, and that was, hey, Dad. Well, I'm sorry. Four words or something. I don't know. I can't count. Hey, Dad, can I have one of those 40 ounces in the icebox? Sure, no problem. Mom said, no, you don't. I said, fuck you, bitch, and walked out. Right. Went and bought me a 12-pack.
That's more than four.
That was at 15 years old.
That's more. Hold on, let me call Hallmark. We need to make a movie.
That's right.
He's got more. He's got more issues than Time magazine.
Yes. Boy,
does Hallmark make a card for this?
We're sorry, you're fucked up. Please get counseling.
Thank you for being a crappy father card.
I tried to get counseling, but they kicked me out.
So Father's Day, never very much fun for you.
I didn't give a rat's ass for Father's Day.
Be damned. I'll be damned. Hmm. Well, that explains a lot, Joe.
Well, thanks for that, Joe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Right. Well, congratulations on your victory over Linus. You say that you won.
And Linus, in your mind, you won.
And Linus lost. And
in your tiny mind, you won.
Well,
hey, go.
I don't hear Linus. I don't hear Linus disputing that fact. So, I mean, it's a contest between him and Linus. We hear Joe saying he won. We don't hear Linus disputing it. So, I guess that means we got to go.
I'm the winner.
We need to create some kind of fanfare for him.
Yeah, we gotta get a trophy for Joe.
Yep. Make it out of a dildo.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got plenty of them.
The winner trophy. You'll be the winner. Joe, yep. you win. You win the winner trophy. Yay, the Joe trophy. Yay.
Hooray.
I win something.
By the way, I'm holding up my trophy for our fantasy football this year that I won. I am the champion again. Not to brag.
Dude, I like that. Cool.
That's the Jim the Photographer Memorial Trophy. That's what the winner of our league gets when they win. So I'm very excited. Well, all right, Joe, and I appreciate you tuning in and being on the show the first episode. I really appreciate it. For you, this is good news because we're not going to be doing nights anymore. So that's when you do your show. So, you know.
You'll at least get two viewers now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe two and a half.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Glenn. You'll be one of my number one viewers, too. So.
No, I'd rather I actually
forgot you were going to start the 3 o'clock deals or 4 o'clock deals this week until I got on Facebook and seen you were live on. I was like, oh, man, can't miss the show.
See, isn't that Facebook awesome?
It is. It brings me
Facebook's
up on a lot of things.
How I remind people and tell them. Gully, what's your camera? Gully, what's your camera called?
Pardon?
What's your camera called on Ustream? What?
I don't know. I don't actually know. It might actually be called. Blah, 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 blah.
Is it Gully's?
Yeah, that would be it.
All right, hold on. All right.
I got over here. It says Gully Cam.
Well, I want to put Gully on the. I want to put his on the main feed.
I have a massive shiny head, though.
But I just sent you a request to put your feed to put your picture on the main feed. That way, because I was just told that people cannot see you on the mobile phone.
Okay.
So there we go. Now people will be able to see Gully. He's in the corner.
Oh, that's horrible.
Nobody puts Gully in the corner.
I do every night.
Now you can see him.
So Joe, you'd like to every night because that's the way you hang, isn't it, really? You like to tickle taints and get freaky with men.
And I do, Joe, I do want to talk more about your tickling taints and things like that. We have not had a good discussion about your swinging and stuff and your website in a while. But right now, it is almost 5 o'clock, and I want to get, we have Gorilla. So let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, news time. Here is the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raven.
Hello, Gorilla. What is going on in the world?
Well, we got one straight from Canton, Ohio today. A Canton man was arrested after he went into a Walmart, headed over to the meat counter, dropped his pants, and started peeing on steaks.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
He was peeing on steaks.
$600 worth of steaks.
Golden showers.
Are they now reduced? Or
it doesn't say.
Oh. Joe, you might be able to get a deal on some steaks.
Yeah.
I know. You're starting to make me hungry. Where's this hat again? Because I want to go buy them.
Canton, Ohio.
Well, you've had worse things in your mouth than the pissy steak.
So is there any reason why the guy did it? He just... Walks into the store and starts peeing? Or
they're not sure if it was due to drugs and alcohol. They said he just walked in, walked up to the meat counter, and began peeing on the steaks.
That is the most bizarre thing that I mean, it's been months since I've heard anything that bizarre.
Of course, when you're 21, it's 1:30 in the morning. It's probably has to do with alcohol.
So he was 21 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
To have sure, that much, it wasn't Louis. To have that much hatred for meat.
No, it wasn't Luigi. This guy was black and doesn't have as much grease in his hair.
What's wrong with him? You can tell he's got to be young because any guy over the age of 30 knows how wonderful steaks are. No man over the age of 30 would ever deface a steak.
No, ever.
That's horrible.
I would never pee on a steak.
Never. I'd pee on many things.
Joe's got a section on his website.
Never a steak.
Pissing on steaks.
There you go, Judge. A new that's something new for your website.
Wow.
Like a
you
fetish.
Can't afford if you can't afford steaks, just go around for a 99-cent burger from McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
Joe wants to invite that guy over to his house and dress his wife up like a steak.
Pee on the big Montana.
Oh, that could be pretty.
Horrible. All right.
I would definitely get a good video camera.
What else is going on? What else is happening in the world?
This one comes from Fort Myers, Florida.
All right.
A man and his wife got into an argument. For some reason, this gentleman, Larry Horwitz, 43, decided to come into the bedroom wearing his girlfriend's nightgown, which led to her beating on him and him getting arrested for domestic violence.
Wait, he walked into his bedroom wearing his girlfriend's nightgown.
Yeah.
She didn't think it was funny or whatever, and they got into a fight.
Apparently not.
Did he know that she was home?
Yes, he was doing it for her.
Maybe he's one of these guys who prances around in her clothes when she's not around.
It's like Silence of the Lambs. You can hear like Q Lazarus going off in the background.
Absolutely. He's got the tuck. He's got it tucked, and he's dancing. But, I mean, I got two problems with that.
What's up?
Number one, as a man, you should always try to stay away from women that fit in your clothing and vice versa.
True enough.
You know. Number two, wouldn't you want to make sure that your girlfriend is into that before you just show up doing it?
Well, not if you're trying to be spontaneous. I mean, you don't want her to know beforehand if you're trying to be funny.
I mean, who thinks, listen, who thinks that it's a good idea, all right? Who thinks it's a good idea to put on women's clothing? Who says, oh, I got a great idea. I'm going to put on women's clothing and that is somehow going to make my my girlfriend be more into me. That's going to sex her up.
But hasn't anybody, though, say if you... I can see one time where it kind of can be acceptable, but only in jest.
What are you telling us, Nelly?
If you're getting down to it with your girlfriend and you're helping her to get undressed, I'm sure every man at one point has got the bra and put it on the head. Come on, that's just common sense.
What are you admitting to here, Gully?
Yeah, Gully, what are you dressing up in the girlfriend's clothes, are you? Prancing around, dancing?
I have danced around the room.
Ooh, look
semi
at me.
Naked with a bra upon
look
my head.
Look at me. Look at me wearing the panties. Ooh, look at me.
I'll tell you what, Ray, I wasn't expecting that one from Gully. I was expecting something from Joe.
Ooh.
Well, to be honest with you, put on Kitty's bras.
My penis actually looks big when I'm wearing these women's panties.
Everybody's done it. Anyone who denies it.
No, they haven't.
I have never. Listen, I've never. I've never.
I've never
put on women's clothing and pranced around.
Mm-mm. No. Just like a bra on your head.
This is Gully, and I just want to say that my penis looks bigger when it's inside me girlfriend's thong.
Tucked into a sock.
It makes it look bigger.
Tucked into a sock.
No, I've never done that. I've never put a bra on my head. Or wrapped a bra around me and pranced around.
Well, I have.
Would it turn you on? Why would a guy think that would turn on his girlfriend? Would it turn on your girlfriend, Gully, if your girlfriend came in dressed like you?
Would that, I'd say actually.
Would that turn you on?
No, I'd say take that shit off and make sure you wash it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see his girlfriend with his tidy whities with the brown streak down the back of it prancing around the room. I don't have a very good English accent, but I'm sure that conversation would be something I don't want to hear.
I actually wear Speedos 24/7.
Oh, God.
Golly, look at the brown streak.
Right, it's been great being on your show, but I got to go now.
Look at your sexy brown streak going down me ass crack.
Sometimes a rubber thong.
I think so. I just turned your girlfriend into some drunk Irish person. I'm not sure.
Yeah, she went from living in London to a bad Irish person.
Where do you buy rubber thongs? And why do they sell them?
You know he doesn't wear... what do you actually wear, Gully?
Just boxers.
All right.
Nothing white, no skid marks, just boxers.
It's probably a good
sensible
idea.
Boxers.
I got to be honest, it's a good idea because you look like you can create some big skid marks.
Well, it comes with wiping your ass. Yeah. Then I'm not going to create.
Yeah, but I think you can make some. I know Joe's got some. Joe put on his tidy whiteys once for an old bit when we were on FM. Good Lord, it looked like he sat on a Hershey bar. It was disgusting.
The dark sides of the moon enveloped his white shorts.
Hey, Joe, what the hell was that?
It was fudge.
That was, you mean the time when I went into the lake?
Yeah, you had that big brown streak and the going up your ass crack and your
I have
tidy
no
whities.
Idea. I had something when I got out of there. I sat down on this big ass cement deal.
Uh huh.
Sat down and got up and
there was feces on it.
Wow.
Someone pooped on it. It wasn't Joe's. It wasn't that Joe doesn't wipe his ass properly. That poop was there already.
I just got a text message right.
I wipe my butt four times every time I go.
What is the text message that you got, Gorilla?
It was from Mercy. She says, "I'm so disturbed at the thought of Gully in a Speedo." She's in the other room listening.
I actually apologize. So in the last few minutes, we have discussed...
everything normal.
Joe's Gully wearing women's clothing, prancing around, wearing a woman's thong,
which is disturbing in itself.
Speedos, and now Hillbilly Joe's disgusting racing stripe down his tidy whities that he claimed was not from his bad wiping, but he sat in something.
Always, when you think you've done it, always give it an extra wipe just to make sure.
Joe, I'm telling you, those tidy whities that you were wearing were so filthy. It looked like it looked like you sat on a melted Hershey's chocolate bar. I swear, it was just disgusting.
It's like the river of chocolate in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
You know my rule is
you look like an Oompa Loompa. You had just been gangbanged by Oompa Loompas.
you know my rule is, Ray.
Wow.
I wipe until it comes out as clean as I put it in there.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah, you're right.
When you wipe, you keep wiping until it comes out as white as you put it in.
Right. We don't want to wipe too much.
Yeah. You don't want to chafe.
That's what it made baby.
Well, you know the funny part of it is, Ray?
What?
I still have those underwear from that day, and they still have not been washed since that last day.
Oh, for God.
Oh, that's creepy. Why would
you choose to brag about that?
I quit.
He likes to sniff them, too.
That was my most memorable mobile unit I've done, and I figured, why wear them?
Right.
Just leave them like they are.
Oh, okay.
Last time I knew, they were still kind of... They started turning
frame
kind of green
them? Did you frame them?
The Daredevil's not going to get that stain out, though.
It's like
though,
a memento.
Honest.
Can I... In a serious thing, do you wear underwear every day?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't wear underwear most of the time. If I'm wearing jeans or something, I won't wear underwear. I wore underwear Saturday because I was at a funeral. That's the first time I had worn underwear in, I don't know, a good couple of weeks.
And sorry to hear about that, too.
No, oh, thank you. So I usually don't wear underwear, but let me ask you guys, you underwear wearers, how often do you change your underwear?
Sometimes I change it in the middle of the day.
Really?
just because.
Wait a minute.
A little accident.
Gorilla, you're so you're
no,
so
little accident,
bad.
Just because.
You've messed them, or because you just are a clean freak?
Just because, well, no, just about that general region, I'm a clean freak. If I even feel like they're sweaty, it's like, let's change them. I got enough. I wear boxer briefs with the Comfort Soft waistbands.
Right.
So I got enough of those, and I'll just change in the middle of the day.
So if you got, like, sweaty balls or something, you'll change your underwear.
I'll clean my balls, and I'll put new underwear on.
Really?
Nobody likes baggy
swaddles. Do you do the whole trucker shower with the washcloth and...
Oh, just a washcloth. Okay. I mean, you got to, and then you dry it off. Yeah. I mean, Mercy doesn't like sweaty balls. I want to put that out there.
In case
sometimes
your wife,
they do.
You know, because you never know when your wife wants to feel up some balls.
Exactly.
Make sure they're clean. That's what my brother was a truck driver, and he always talks about trucker shower. All you need is a washcloth and some water, and you're
like I'm a little sweaty right now. After the show, I'm going to go take a shower.
You just want to clean everything off.
You know,
Gully, what about you? How often do you change your underwear?
Every day.
Without
question.
Now, Joe.
No one likes Betty Swalicks.
Now, Joe, what about. Well, no one likes what?
Betty Swalicks.
Betty. Is that sweaty bollocks?
That's sweaty bollocks, but okay. Betty Swalicks. Okay. It's the polite way of saying sweaty bollocks.
All right, thank you. Now I know.
Help.
See, I'm getting my. I'm learning my English. Joe, what about you? How often do you change your underwear?
Anywhere from once to twice a week.
He's only got two pairs. One of them is framed with a shit stain on.
Well, if they're not filthy, right? Well, I mean, right, Joe? I mean,
why should? Yeah,
yeah.
And if I'm not out working and I'm not getting sweaty, why should I take a bath to change my underwear? I mean, you know, I've got socks that I can sit there and decide to hit and kill.
He's got a point. All he does is sit around the house all day. It's not like he's getting all dirty.
Well, what if Kitty wants to do something, you know?
She's busy doing it with other men. What's he, you know?
He uses the chisel once a week.
But if Miss Kitty wants to sit there and have sex with me, I'm jumping in that shower immediately, but I'm putting the same underwear back on.
Ugh!
You'll end up chiseling them by the end of the week.
You'll wear dirty underwear, and then you will take a shower and put the filthy underwear back on? Is that what you said?
That's just polluting.
Why would you take off clothes that are on your filthy body, clean your body?
I'm not filthy.
I'm clean. And then put the clothes back. And put the filthy clothes over the clean body.
Because the underwear is still clean. Mm.
The shit stain
is number two in them.
What about the racing stripe?
Go faster, stripe.
I've got to have that for my cockroaches, so when they sit there on Friday night or on Sunday nights, they can sit there and have a road to, you know, race their cars.
He looks like a reverse skunk. Got that streak just going right up there. So you will change your underwear. You'll change your underwear once a week, maybe twice a week.
Yep, so or depends on whenever I take a bath.
So you'll wear underwear as many as 3-4 days in a row.
Oh, no, I wore a pair. Let's see. The longest I've worn a pair of underwear was almost 2 weeks before I took a bath.
you must smell like piss and cheddar.
Oh.
Pissy cheddar.
See, this is why I love Joe. This is why I love Joe, because he's honest. What's the longest you've ever worn a pair of underwear?
Who, me?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the other guys. I know you just said 2 weeks. Gorilla, yeah, what's the longest you've ever gone with one pair? You've never been sick and just, you know.
No. Because I usually sit around, naked, so I don't even, I'm like, you know, I don't wear anything. But, like, if I'm out or something, like, going to the bar and I end up not coming home, then I'll wear them the day of and then the day after.
What about you, Gully? Yeah. Longest you go.
I went to a rock concert, and it was an all-nighter. So in the morning, it was a case of going into the port-a-loo and just, you know, whipping off the shorts and throwing them in the port-a-loo. So it was a day and a half.
I've gone a couple days wearing the same underwear before, you know.
Well, Ray, you excuse me. You ask them about rather being sick or not, right?
Right.
Well, I thought you just being normal. I mean, being healthy and all that stuff.
Right.
Now, this might make you sick. But I remember one time when I was sick exactly for a little over 30 days, and I did not change my underwear for at least 3 weeks.
You wore the, same underwear for three weeks.
Oh, no wonder he was sick.
That's disgusting.
They're going to have to chisel them off if you left them on any longer.
That is foul.
No, I was that sick I could not move out of bed.
Ugh. What's wrong with you?
You don't have to move out of bed. Just lie in bed without any.
I could.
Well, but think about it. If he's got stomach stuff.
110 temperature, bronchitis, strep throat, pneumonia, and I couldn't even hardly drink.
Listen,
but
you
I had to keep liquids in me. I mean, I couldn't help it. And
you
Kitty
don't want to be naked.
For me.
You don't want to be naked when you're sick. It's a bad idea.
This is true, but you don't want to be a fan.
That's a bad idea because what? All right, have you ever been sick and you pulled a foop?
A foop? What the hell's a foop?
I'll explain. Watch it. Hey, Bella. Let me get my daughter in here. Come here, sweetie. Everybody, it's my 8-year-old daughter, Bella. She's the light of my
life. Hello, Bella.
Let me bring her in. My lovely daughter. Come here, sweetie.
Is a foop like a shart?
I'll have her explain it. Come here, sweetie. I want you to tell everybody what a foop is. Tell everybody what a foop is. Bella knows what a foop is, and she'll explain. Go ahead.
It's when you poop your pants.
Yeah. But why do you poop it?
Because your stomach is upset.
Right. And you think it's going to be a fart, but it's a poop. So that's why it's called a?
Foop.
A foop. Thank you, sweetie. See, I teach my daughter good stuff. I love you. All right, go play. There you go.
That's when you kitties the neck quite a few times.
See,
yeah, that's a shart.
She's yes, same, well, same as a shart. Yes, but my daughter calls it a foop. So you don't want to, like, say you cough or something. You know, you don't want to be naked, and then cough and then wrangle anything out of you.
Oh, I've done that once before.
That doesn't surprise me.
Were you naked at the time, or were you wearing underwear?
No, me and Kitty just got done having sex. Was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I started coughing real bad. Well, I just put it this way: I had to take a shower.
Scatting videos now.
Wait a minute. You were laying in bed, and you were coughing, and you coughed
I was sitting on the side of the bed. I wasn't laying. I was sitting on the side of the bed.
And you coughed so hard, you started. You shat yourself. I mean,
yep.
Good Lord.
And it was a long night that night because we had to wait for the sheets to.
I don't even want to know what kind of sex you were having that your rectum was so
loose.
that it allowed this to happen. I don't even want to know what you were up
for her.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
We do have to get back to the news, but we have a phone call. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is listener Sean, and I'm just wanted to make a story that my foop's a lot worse than Hillbilly Joe.
No, what happened, Sean? What was it?
Well, I got so drunk off SoCo, I shat myself and puked on myself and stayed in bed the whole night.
Wait a minute.
That's got to stink.
Where were you getting drunk at? Where did you get drunk?
Well, I went to a Kannapolis. It's a big old lake in Kansas. And got home and I got so drunk that I got home and I started having the cold sweats and I couldn't get out of bed. My body wouldn't do it, so I puked and shat myself right there and stayed in it all night.
In your bed?
In my bed.
And then you fell asleep?
And then I fell asleep.
At what point did you realize it was disgusting? I mean, was it the next morning or? What is going through your head when you wake up and you realize what you're laying in?
I'm never doing it again.
Right. I mean, at what point do you realize just how disgusting a human being you are? Where you go, oh my God, I can't believe I did this.
And the fact that you want to tell people about it,
I mean, that's got to be the worst. I cannot think of any feeling worse than that.
Oh my God, why did I have that last jelly shot last night?
But when you're drunk, were
that
you thinking,
made me stop drinking.
But I mean, when you were drunk, was it like, oh, at least I know I just shit myself, but I don't have the cold sweats anymore because this is kind of warm. Oh, this is actually kind of cozy on my back here. Oh, wow, this is nice.
Massage? Did it like exfoliate you?
I was just hopeless. I couldn't move from the bed. I was just so noodly. I was just.
There's a phrase that could actually cover this. It's happy as a pig in shit.
Yeah,
that's
but it was listener Sean. It was happy as a Sean in shit. So there you were. There you were, laying in your own feces, warming yourself. You were getting all warm up. That's insane.
Body's natural hot water bottle.
That is insane. So you woke up
the
next day.
No, the hot water bottle.
So you wake up the next day and you realize what you did. And at that point you go, oh my God, I hate myself.
Right.
This is disturbing. Well, I thank you for sharing that, Sean. That is quite frankly the most disgusting story I've ever heard. You just topped Hillbilly Joe. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for shooting the shit.
Was it an accident? Sean, was it an accident, or did you know it was happening, and you're just like, oh, screw it.
I couldn't do anything. My body was just so just unmovable. I just, everything gave. I just
What were you drinking?
And it was SoCo. I used to drink SoCo like crazy.
What's SoCo?
That's the gay way of saying Southern Comfort.
Oh, okay. It's not the gay way.
It's the gay way.
Southern Comfort's good. I like Southern
Comfort. Mr. Fish and Chips.
Yeah.
Shut up. How can you? You can't start anything with me. You lie in your own shit. I can eat fish and chips all day, but I will not lie in my own piss and shit, sir.
Well, you know, Sean, he's got a point, buddy. Yeah, I mean, it's not. How are you going to come back at Gully? Seriously. You're never going to be able to come back at anybody again.
Yeah, so shit off.
You just admitted to pooping the bed and going, oh, screw it, I'll sleep in it. It's one thing to be an accident like Joe, but Joe immediately got out of bed when he did it because he felt bad. You got to remember, you chose to sleep in it.
Uh-huh. And he puked. At the same time.
Congratulations.
Now, couldn't get out of bed.
Joe, congratulations. You win again.
I know. Hey,
that's two wins for Joe. By the way, listener P-Double says, every human being, if they live long enough, they will poop themselves. He says he once got food poisoning and pooped himself.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what he's calling it, is food poisoning.
Yeah.
I've had to shit in a bush because, like, I drank too much.
You crapped in a bush?
Well, I had to run. I was coming up to, like, where I lived, and I drank far too much and decided to walk home. So I, like, a fat man running along towards the beach going, oh, looking for a bush with suitable leaves to wipe my arse on. It took me a good 5 minutes, but I got there in the end.
I've never crapped myself. I have peed before. I've never crapped myself.
Well, I've also done it at my daughter's baptism.
Oh, for God.
In the font.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Your daughter's baptism?
Yeah, we had the baptism and went out to go eat and celebrate it. And I was sitting there in the restaurant and had to wait because somebody was in the restroom and I had to run. I went to get up to go to the restroom and it just went. You see this big old brown river going down my leg.
You need to get a nappy. That's what you need. Yeah. You need a nappy.
You need to learn control, my friend.
This is at your daughter's baptism.
You know, I can ask my mom for some adult diapers and send them to you if you give me your address.
What did you do? I mean, did you have to leave the baptism, or I mean,
I had to leave the restaurant and stuff, and my wife made me drive all the way home. Sitting in it, having to run a clutch, slipping, going down my leg.
God. Was she mad that
she's laughing all the way.
Was she mad at you because you ruined the baptism by shitting yourself? Or?
No. And she thought it was pretty funny.
So did you.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You could always wash your shitty underwear in the font afterwards.
Was it the end of the day, or did you have to leave the event early?
We just got done with the baptism, and we drove to a restaurant with the family to all celebrate my youngest daughter having her baptism.
Okay.
We get there, and I had to go to the restroom. I had the run so bad that I was waiting for the restroom to get out. It was only a male and female restroom, and I've been waiting.
So when they got out, I finally got up to go to the restroom, and it just came down all down my white pants. You can just see the brown ribbon going all the way down. Yeah.
Oh.
Given you past misdemeanors, I think white pants is a bit of a
if I were you, I would never wear white.
No,
good Lord.
No, Ray, I want to say that I've had to go a couple times. You're driving around, and all of a sudden you got to go. And we stopped at that Denny's out by the mall, and they have, in their bathroom, they have one stall, one urinal.
Ugh.
And there was somebody in that stall.
It helps up with that.
There's somebody in that stall, like, walking around in the stall, talking to themselves. And I'm, like, sitting, I'm crossing my legs. I got to go so bad.
Like, you're dying at that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, I got to go so bad. I'm sweat is pouring down my face.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pain. And I was there with my aunt, and I was like, I got to go. This guy's not moving. What am I going to do? She's like, hold on. I'll go check the women's bathroom, and I'll stand guard if there's nobody in there.
So did you use the women's bathroom?
I indeed did.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I felt bad about that one because I dropped a bomb in that one.
I was once driving from Jacksonville to Springfield. And halfway to Springfield, I really had to pee. I mean, it was burning. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I was trying to find anywhere to pull over. And couldn't find anywhere to pull over. Long story short, I get all the way back to Springfield, and I mean, it's coming out. It is. I'm holding it. Like, there's little bits seeping out. Finally, I pull into this parking lot, like behind this building, and all I see are, you know, this building with these dark windows and everything. And I get out of my car, and I turn the door towards the street, so where I'm facing the building, and I didn't even have time to unzip or anything. I just grabbed my pants and just get it was my shorts and just yanked everything down. I yanked everything down, then I arched my back and just went, you know, leaned forward, just and
boom was out,
and just and then just let it fly,
let it loose.
And it's going, and it's going in my shorts. It's going on the door. It's going everywhere. And I'm trying to grab myself to control it, you know. But it's like a fire hose, you know. You gotta.
It's in your face.
It's going. I mean, the pee started coming out the second I pulled the pants down.
Do you know what? Joyce just come into the chat room.
So I look. I think. Oh God! At least nobody's seeing me. And then as I'm peeing, I'm looking forward at the dark windows, and I realize that there is an office full of people staring out the window at me.
You know, there's people taking pictures of this.
And you know, and this is like 1998, 99. This is probably, you know, right when the morning disaster was starting to get gigantic. And here, and I mean, dude, I am naked from the belly button to my ankles. And I'm standing out there in all my glory just letting it fly. And it's going, I was, oh my God, it was horrible. It was the worst feeling ever.
Joy just come into the chat room, and she said hello to me. I nearly typed in, hello, pissy, because you were talking about piss.
Yes.
Now I have piss on the brain. Not literally, but, you know.
That's all right, because listener Sean has it on his back.
Yep.
Hey, Rick.
I'm in his bed.
Yes, Joe.
I want to go on record and say anybody in that office building has pictures of Ray pissing, I will buy them for $5 a picture.
I got to be honest. For years, I thought it was going to come out. And I met a girl one night at an Itchy Pickles gig who told me that she had seen me semi-naked. And I go, do I know you? And she goes, no, but a few years ago, I think you were drunk. You pulled into the parking lot where I used to work, and you peed.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, and my cubicle was there, and I was watching you pee.
Fair enough.
That's the only time it's ever come up. Ever.
It was such a great spectacle, Ray.
It had to be disgusting. It was the worst. I mean, it's horrible. What a terrible feeling.
You know what it was? She probably just thought it was a mobile bit or something.
Yeah. Well, now, what is that man doing?
Why is he pissing all over himself?
I'd hate that.
Were you in a company vehicle?
Was I? No. I was in my own vehicle. But I was pretty noticeable vehicle. My vehicles are pretty noticeable. I mean, it was a bright green Geo Tracker convertible thing. It was pretty noticeable.
Oh, you know, I've never seen that car, right?
Here I am just flinging piss all over the place.
Sounds like a fun time.
I got rid of the car almost immediately after that happened. I swear to God, I traded the car. I got rid of it. That's how distraught I was. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God, I can't let anybody know. I kept thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to get super popular, successful. I'll get famous, and then pictures of me pissing all over myself are going to,
TMZ. You know, if that was me.
Ray Lytle pisses on himself.
If that was me, what I would have done was I would have shaken twice, pulled my pants up like I was the man, gotten back in the car, and stuck my hand out the window.
It was horrible.
You know, Ray, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you first started broadcasting,
yes,
did you think that you would be as popular as you are now when you first started?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Did you think you would be pissing out somebody's office?
No, I never thought I'd piss in public. No.
Growing up as a young man in Gillespie, Illinois.
I thought I was going to be a lawyer or a politician.
I was a little I'd love to have you as my lawyer. That'd be cool.
Did I hear what?
Did you hear what Obama got out of?
Jury duty.
Yeah. Don't you think that's kind of ridiculous, though?
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
Well, everybody else has to go.
Oh, he's the president of the United States. He can't serve jury duty.
He's a citizen. He's a registered voter.
He can't serve jury duty.
Oh, yes, he can.
No.
He makes the laws. He makes the laws that will be biased.
You don't think he's going to overshadow?
Who cares?
The trial? That's why celebrities aren't on juries.
I would not allow him to sit there and be in a jury.
There's no bigger celebrity than the president of the United States. Besides, he makes the laws.
So?
No. He has the ability to pardon any citizen.
That would have been great to have Obama on my jury.
He can't.
If he didn't believe I was guilty, he'd be like, and everybody else is
he'd
guilty.
Be like,
all right,
go ahead. Go ahead and find him guilty. I'm going to pardon him, so go right ahead.
That's right.
No president, no current sitting president or national politician should have to serve jury duty. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I agree. You can't
do that.
That's
ridiculous.
That would be stupid.
No, he can't be on jury duty.
I beg to differ. I think they should learn what it's like to make like $15 a day. To not be able to go to work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no president makes any money. Well, I mean,
they make 400 grand a year.
Yeah, but come on. Most presidents, maybe not Obama. I don't think Obama probably didn't make that much. But most presidents make way more than that in the private sector. You know, George W. Bush was making millions in the private sector and, you know, took a pay cut to become president.
Yeah.
They make more than
now,
that.
Obama,
you
now, you know what?
It.
Come to think of it, Obama didn't make that much. But most presidents make more outside of the presidency than when they do. In fact, I don't think that I want to say that one of the Bushes it never even touched the salary for being president. It just sort of went into whatever. You know what I mean? It went into some account. We didn't even use it.
Yeah, they don't have to spend anything. Everything's paid for by the taxpayer.
Right.
Exactly.
And the money that you get on the lecture circuit and writing books and stuff, I think it should be an unpaid position, to be honest with you.
The presidency? Yeah.
Yeah,
unpaid.
It should be an unpaid position.
It should just give the money to me.
Well, just I mean, I think that the money that they're going to make afterwards, I think that they... Now, I do know this. I do know... I know what I read about the Obamas. They have to pay for their children's education. The government doesn't pay for the private schools. They have to actually pay for their daughters to go to private school.
That's probably all of it right there.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. I mean, it can't... Yeah. But I mean, you got to remember, Michelle Obama was... She was the one that made the money.
Yeah, they weren't hurting.
Yeah, they're the first. They're probably worth less than a couple million, though. You ever seen their house up in Chicago?
The one they got that great deal on?
It's not, yeah, but it's not really that, it's not that elaborate a house, you know. I mean, they're not a very wealthy couple. Now, when he's done being president, they will be. That's when the wealth will come, when you write the books. And you go on the public speaking thing, and everybody wants an ex-president to serve on their boards, you know. That's when you ka-ching. Make the money.
That's where the ka-ching comes.
But I think the Obamas might be the least wealthy presidential couple we've had in many, many years. Because
do you think he should...
Do you think he should what?
Do you think he should serve another term?
No.
Oh, if he gets elected, if he gets reelected, sure. What do you mean, should he serve? Well, I mean, listen, it's years away, but I'm sure he wants to, right? Or are you asking me if I would vote for him for a second term?
Well, I don't mind asking you. I'm not asking because that's kind of private, but do you think he should serve another term? Being that he's been there for a year or some months?
Well, you can't get anything done. The problem is you can't get anything done in four. As a president, you can't get anything done in 4 years. Look at what they've really gotten done this first year. Everything is blocked. You can't... They're still fixing mistakes from 4 years ago. Hell, this country still... We're still not over 9/11 from 2001. It's been 9 years ago almost. We're still not over that.
Yeah, but that was a job, though.
He's still in this mess that the Bush, from the last administration. He's still got the quagmires of both Iraq and Afghanistan and the housing market, which started falling apart in 07.
Well, it's going to take more than the maximum terms he can serve anyway to fix everything.
Even at the end of 8 years, this stuff isn't going to be fixed.
He can put the wheels in motion.
It does suck for Obama because whoever comes in after him, if he serves the full eight, whoever comes in after him is going to look like a hero just because the cyclical existence that our country has, everything will start correcting itself, you know, the year after the guy's out of office.
I disagree with you, Ray.
Well, I'll tell you though, if he runs in
2012.
Yeah, in 12 and lose. I'm trying to figure out if it's 012 or just 12. If he loses, I feel sorry for that person because it's not going to fix itself then. But by 2017, everything should be worked out, you know.
No, it's not going to be because if you think about it, Ray, every president of the United States that we've ever had always has that dealing about that Whitewater deal. That's never going to be finished.
What the hell's Whitewater? What are you talking about?
Look, the past four presidents, it's always that president with the Whitewater. I don't see why.
What do you mean, what are you talking about, the Whitewater?
At this time has to, I know, this is what I'm trying to say.
Whitewater was Clinton.
It's down to the president of the United States at the time of it, and they always say, well, that president should be sitting there doing this because of this and this. It's not that. So, I mean, I kind of agree with you. You know, to an extent, it can be fixed, but they need to stop that. I'm just saying, example wise, Whitewater deals is what I'm saying.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The problem with our country is that we treat our political parties like they're sports teams, and we root for our side to win instead of figuring out what's best for the country. That's the biggest problem that we have right now, and that's both. Yep. That's both sides. The conservatives are just rooting for the Republicans. The liberals are just rooting for the Democrats. And nobody's stopping to realize that what we need actually lies somewhere in the middle with some of the better ideas from both. And it's never going to happen because we're so split as a country now.
If I can get 30 million votes, I would run for president.
Let me give you a prime example.
I would change.
So we can have toilet seats down on our front porch?
That's the most ridiculous. That's more ridiculous than listening to Sean crapping himself.
Dumbass.
You just be quiet running for president. Look, can I ask you something? Look at gay marriage, okay? Look at gay marriage.
I vote for it.
All right. What does it matter? What does it matter if we allow gays to marry? Who does it actually hurt?
Nobody.
They have to pay more taxes, right?
But why?
Because they would have to pay married taxes like the rest of us. It would. People have a lot of problems. They say the gays aren't monogamous, that they, you know. Well, if they're married, then they sort of have to be more monogamous.
Why?
Because when you're married and somebody's going to divorce you, you can't sleep with a different person every night.
Why?
Who said?
Well, not normal marriages, Gorilla. What I'm saying is, how would gays being married affect anybody?
I know it would affect my town because we got that gay parade that comes here every year.
Yeah, but I mean, how would it affect your... How would gays marrying affect you negatively?
It wouldn't affect me negatively. Right. It'd just more putting up with it.
So there are people who are you know, root for the Republicans. They root for them. And they don't have, you know, they don't have a dog in that race. You know what I mean? There's no reason that they should even care about gay marriage, you know? It shouldn't even matter to anybody. But yet, it's become an issue. It has become an issue, and they're, you know, we've got to stand up against gay marriage. And it's like, you know, give me a reason why you're standing up against it. Listen, I understand the abortion thing. I know that some people are pro-life, some people are pro-choice. And the pro-life people are like, listen, I honestly feel morally, you know, like they'll say they honestly feel morally that abortion is murder, so they're against it. So I understand that. I understand that, saying I'm against it, and this is the reason why. Because, you know, they honestly, they say this is a... They feel the fetus is a living being, whatever, it's murder, so they're for the victim. I can think of nothing more victimless than gay marriage, but yet people are so against it, and they root for it simply because, for some reason, and I think it's to get money from the religious right, the Republicans are against gay marriage. And I don't see how that affects any of us, but that's just one of the issues. It's what I'm talking about. It's one of the issues that's out there that people root against. And if they really look at it, they're just rooting for their side to win. They don't even know what their side stands for.
Can we allow same-sex?
You know what I mean?
Well, here we allow same-sex marriages. So
yeah, I mean, I don't understand the United States what the problem is. It's ridiculous to me.
Everyone's entitled to have their own part of misery if they're going to get married.
I'm saying that this is one of those issues, though, that there are people who could care less.
Yeah.
But
and there are a lot of Republicans that care less, too.
Right, right. But because it's something because Rush Limbaugh is against it, everybody else will be against it. But if they really search their souls, they'll realize they're not really against it. They're just sort of rooting for their side to win. You don't want to get, you know, like, you know, the whole don't ask, don't tell thing.
Mm-hmm.
What does it matter?
If you want to get married and you're gay, straight, or whatever, you should be able to.
Yeah, of course.
What people get up to in their own personal lives is personal.
This is what I'm thinking, okay? This is what I'm thinking about. This is what I'm talking about, though. They pick a side, and they just go with it. And they mm-hmm. root again. Like, I know people that are on unemployment, okay? They are on unemployment right now. And okay. We have a president with a stimulus plan, and we have a Democratic Congress that has twice now extended unemployment benefits. because they realize there's no there's a lack of jobs. In fact, the State of the Union that Obama's going to do is going to focus on job creation in this country and how we're screwed as a nation if we don't find a way to create some jobs. So they've they've extended unemployment. I know guys who are on unemployment who are taking advantage of the the Republicans opposed it, the Democrats passed it, and they hate the Democrats. And even though they're currently on the extension for unemployment, they wish the stimulus wouldn't have gotten passed because it's like a sports team. You want your team to win at all cost. And yep. These guys are so pro-Republican that they can't stop and say, you know what, I'm a conservative guy, but I understand the need for us to extend unemployment benefits. You know what I mean? They could say
so. It's almost like the issue is not important. It's just us.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The issues are no longer important. What's important is, does my side win or does your side win? That's really bothers me. That's what I think is the biggest problem in this country. It has become my team versus your team, and it's not teams. It should be issues. How do you feel on this particular issue? Not do you want Glenn Beck's team to beat Barack Obama's team?
Mm-hmm.
And that just irks me that more people don't look at each individual thing, because when we give someone, you know, when we give someone total freedom, we get things like we've got now. I mean, this, everybody was so worried about abortion being the issue with the Supreme Court. Like, oh, Bush is going to put all these conservative judges in, and they're going to overturn abortion. They're never even going to hear an abortion case. No, the big fear is what just happened. The Supreme Court just said that there's no limit on campaign contributions. Oh, my God. They said that there is an unlimited amount of, say, commercial time that can be purchased by these by candidates, and it can be purchased by big corporations.
Seems like a very sad state of affairs. If all your politics is one-upmanship.
This ruling basically says, and there's a lot more to it, I'm just, you know, trying to paraphrase and shorten it down. It basically mm-hmm. says that that any election can be bought. And look at now. You look at, everybody says, oh, the media is so liberal. The media is so liberal. Let me tell you how liberal the media is. NBC, CBS, ABC, of course, Fox. They all accepted money from the pharmaceutical companies for commercials. Record amounts of commercials for Viagra and the like. Levitra, mm-hmm. Cialis. That media sure as hell wasn't so liberal when it came to healthcare, was it?
Yeah, but it's not the media. That's the people who run the stations.
Yes, I know that. But they actually, if you look at it, they went easy on this issue. They really went easy. You didn't hear Meet the Press every Sunday talking about the hypocrisies of healthcare reform or the desire to not do healthcare reform. I mean, the healthcare industry bought themselves the right to continue to charge us obscene amounts of money and make obscene profits. And to take away from a healthcare reform plan that started out with one purpose. The healthcare plan started out with one purpose: to lower healthcare costs for every American.
Which may be how it started, but
That's how it started.
But it's not how it ended up.
No. How did it end up? It ended up with money being given by the healthcare industry to get rid of all the things that would have lowered the premiums, and then it ended up turning into what was being portrayed as a giant welfare program. I'm telling you, it was a mess, and it was masterfully played by big business, being the healthcare industry. And if it's any sign of what's to come, it's kind of scary. So that's how I feel about it. Anyway, moving on. Does anybody else have any? Does anybody else have any poop stories?
Back to the shit.
Yeah, back to the poop.
I already shoot my kid.
Are
that's
you just
all
fascinated?
I got to
say. I'm sorry. What?
Are you just fascinated about poops?
No, I just want to get off the politics. I mean, the first show of Chubby Ray Live. I don't want to make it all. Politics. I don't want to make it all political. But even Gorilla, who's a diehard conservative, knows I'm right on that. I mean, people have got to stop with the whole rooting.
Oh, absolutely.
And look at every issue. I mean, let me ask you, how is pot not legal in every state of this country?
Yeah, and I have no problem with that.
They've got to legalize that. And I know there are some Republicans against it, but they have got to legalize that. I mean, just for the tax purposes alone. And I'm a fat person, but I understand people wanting to put a fat tax on some of this food that's out there.
That's news.
I totally understand that. Maybe candy bars should have a little 2-cent tax on it or something.
I'm not moving to the USA, Evan, if that happens.
Maybe it's time to put a little 2-cent tax on a Hostess product. You know,
we
tax cigarettes. We tax cigarettes. Why not tax the other stuff?
You tax cigarettes unbelievably as a smoker. Stop taxing the cigarettes.
I'm just saying that maybe they got to look at some other things. That's just me. All right, let's get back. More news. Gorilla is giving us news stories. We got time for one more. Senor Gorilla, if you will.
Yes, Mr. Raymond. The last story today.
Yes.
It's kind of disturbing, actually.
Uh-oh. More disturbing. More disturbing than the guy peeing on the stakes.
Yes.
All right.
Apparently at a high school, there is a young man named Joseph William Boone.
Uh-huh.
Who is a senior and decided it would be a funny prank if he took a safety pin and poked his friends with it. Of course, after he was done with that, he told them now they have AIDS.
What?
And now he's facing 19 misdemeanor counts of physical assault.
So he told everyone. He told him he was poking him with an AIDS pin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So these people thought they actually had AIDS?
They all were tested for it because of this.
And he's a senior in high school. What do you mean, what's the problem?
Well, right. I mean, I don't understand why he's getting charged with 19 counts. For supposedly these people having AIDS just because he said, hey, this pen has an AIDS.
No, it's the assault.
He tortured these. He stabbed these people with a needle, with a pin, which is assault. And he tortured them emotionally by having them think they had AIDS.
That's what they do in North Carolina for fun, Ray.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like those mosh pits when you used to go there. They had razor blades and they'd bounce around and slice each other.
What? Where was this going?
I've never heard of that. What mosh pit did you go to? The weird, cheap ass wrestling one?
Where were they doing that?
Never heard. They used to do it down here at the convention center when heavy metal bands used to be down here. They had their mosh pits and their. People with little razor blades, and when they bounce around, they'd cut people.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, used to be so-called the fat. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you cut me,
horrible.
I'll crap out of you.
Watch it. Listener Sean's going to crap his pants again. Don't scare him.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I'm really glad I listened to rap.
Hey, you know what, Ray?
What?
It's better than crapping in a bucket in your own house in the kitchen.
All right, don't make fun of Joe. Don't make fun of Joe.
You better give me that damn video back, you son of a bitch. That was supposed to be a personal video, not in public.
Right, listen, so we don't have a lot of time left in this show.
Yes, we do, Ray.
This is our first show at the new time.
Number one.
Joe, I was wondering tomorrow if we can... I want to introduce you because we have a lot more. There's a lot more people listening than we usually have.
Yeah, that's nice. You know why, don't you?
No, I guess the new time has something to do with it, you know.
No, it doesn't have nothing to do with that new time. It has to do with you don't have that whiny bastard wannabe who I made his ass famous and he quit.
Do you think it's because Linus isn't on?
Yeah, that's why.
Well, let's have a day where Joe's not on, and then we'll compare.
Is Linus not on because he lost his blankie?
Sir, Linus is in a coma. He could die at any second. I don't think it's...
Thank God.
No, I don't know what's up with Linus. He's very angry because... Well, we think Joe drove him crazy. And the craziness is making
him crazy.
He refuses to come on the show unless I apologize to him. And I'm not apologizing to him. Linus, for those that don't know, Linus claimed he was in an accident and was in the hospital. And it scared everybody to death, all right?
No, it didn't.
But I think there were people that were scared. They were like, oh, my God, they really were upset. I think it was a joke, and I think it was tasteless. And he claims it's true, but I just don't think it's true.
Right?
Where he has dirty paperwork and claims. He can make copies of that. So, I've always got paperwork
he hasn't sent.
When I've gone wreck.
He hasn't sent any proof because it didn't. There is no proof.
Just the picture would do. That's all
I said. All I said. He has to come clean. He's just got to come clean and say, listen. It was a bad idea. It was a bad joke on my part. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry. And instead, he wants me to say, I'm sorry, Linus, for doubting you in order to come back. And I think that he should apologize to everybody for lying in order to come back. So we're at a standstill.
I want my own apology. I don't want just a general one from him. I want my own.
Yeah, and he has to apologize to Gorilla and Joe. That's what I say.
And he has to bake me a cake.
So I don't know if he will or not. But that's what's up with him.
I got a question for you, Ray.
Yes.
Have you been to the SeaWorld in the desert in Texas?
No. Where's that at?
In San Antonio?
No, I've never been to the SeaWorld in San Antonio. I've been to the aquarium in Corpus Christi several times.
I just thought that was weird. We went to a trip in Texas to SeaWorld, and I never thought they'd have a SeaWorld in the middle of the desert.
It is in the middle. Yes, it's in the middle of the desert. San Antonio is beautiful, though. I love San Antonio.
I just don't like having to walk all around. You have to park in a parking stall. It's 8-9 stories tall.
If anyone in radio is... I'll actually go back to radio if it's in San Antonio. My wife would actually move there. It's one of the cities she would move to. Although I'd probably be too qualified for the jobs that they have, but it's a whole other story for a whole.
Too qualified?
It's a whole other story for it. It's an inside joke, and it's a whole other story for a whole other day. And that was just for my wife's purposes, who I know is listening.
Aha!
Have you ever thought about trying to see if any other radio station companies in other states would pick you up? Do like a coast to coast thing? How they now like Art does it through his house?
The expense is too much money still. It just costs too much. Yeah, I looked at that. It was looked at. It's too much. But we're trying to find other ways. I have some other ideas that I have a really good idea that I've talked to some people about, and you know what it is? I'm a little ahead of their time. Not ahead of my time, I'm a little ahead of their time. And I think when people finally figure out what it is I'm talking about, then it'll make sense to them.
Or when NPR catches up.
Yeah, no. Yes. National Public Radio cannot keep up.
That's right.
So are you guys working on the app for the BlackBerries yet?
Yeah, you know what? Right now, it's cool. We didn't even have to do our app for the other ones because Ustream had the app. They already did one.
Yeah, a little Ustream.
Yeah.
Speaking of, if you have a Windows-enabled phone like I do, not the iPhone, you can download Skyfire and watch the show.
God, isn't Skyfire great?
It's incredible.
Don't you love it? When I had my Windows Mobile Gorilla, I loved Skyfire.
Yep.
Loved it. And one of the things I'm also thinking of doing is I'm going to create a audio only. All right. There will be an audio-only An audio only thing, okay? For the show too, for people's phone. That way they don't have to. If you don't want to watch the video, you don't have to watch it. Okay. So this will all be. Coming. Do we have an outro for the show, Gully? Did you make an outro or just an intro?
I made another one too, I suppose.
Did you send me the
outro? Yes.
Did you send me the outro?
Yes, but I don't like it, so no, don't use it.
You don't like the outro?
No, I don't like it.
Give me to make you some stuff, Ray.
That'd be great.
I made your last one. I might as well make your new one.
That would be fantastic. I liked the intro, though. I really liked it a lot. I thought it was pretty good.
Keep that and do the outro, because I don't like the outro at all, to be honest.
All right, so you're saying play the intro for the outro.
If you want.
Is that what I should do? Okay, so listen, we've got a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on. Please send me an email, array@chubbyray.com. Let us know what you think. We're going to be here live every day. I think it's great that guys like P-Double and DC and guys who usually just get to listen to the podcast, I think it's great they can now at least listen to a little bit of the show live. And we're ending the show at 6 o'clock today, but some days, I'm going to warn you in advance, some days we're going to end up going over. I could tell already we're going to end up going over.
You know what? I'm glad because I can listen to you live now every day.
I love it.
I'm happy.
And listen to Sean, you were invited to call anytime. You're a good caller.
Yep.
A very good
caller. Even when you're covered in shit.
Yes. Even when you're telling poop stories, you're a very good caller. We really appreciate it.
I just know it's not going to happen to me anymore.
Well, I mean, that's one lesson you hope you learn. I mean, come on.
Oh, I always learned that for sure.
I usually don't say this, but thanks to Hillbilly Joe for being on the show. And listener Sean, everybody for tuning in. And, of course, for Vanilla Gorilla and Gully, I'm Ray. Thanks for listening,
this
everybody.
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Talk to you guys tomorrow with another episode of Chubby Ray Live. Stay tuned for the Chubby Ray Live post show. The Chubby Ray Live post show coming up only at chubbyray.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Monday.